I'm Liz Pelka. At least 17 people are dead after a fire at a budget hotel in New Delhi, India, Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
An Indian minister says most of the deaths at the shoddily built Arpit Palace Hotel were due to suffocation. One guest said rescue efforts were delayed because fire engine ladders couldn't reach his floor. One of the fatalities was a woman who leapt from an upper floor to escape the flames. A video shot by a worker at a nearby hotel showed flames consuming the top of the building, which authorities say contained an unauthorized makeshift kitchen formed from sheets of fiberglass. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. congressional negotiators have reached a tentative budget agreement to prevent another government shutdown. The AP's Ed Donahue has the latest.
Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby is hopeful this deal will pass the test.
We believe if this becomes law, of course it will open the government.
There is far less money for a border wall than what President Trump was asking for. Shelby was asked if the White House will sign off on this.
We believe from our dealings with them and the latitude they've given us, they will support it. We certainly hope so.
At a rally in El Paso, Texas, President Trump was reserving judgment.
Maybe progress is made, maybe not.
But the president didn't seem too worried about the negotiations.
Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway.
Democrats yielded ground on demands to limit immigrant detentions by federal authorities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is in Beijing Tuesday ahead of high-level trade talks with Chinese officials later this week. The two largest economies will attempt to hammer out a deal ahead of a March 1st deadline and avoid another escalation of tariffs. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Slovakian Prime Minister Peter Pellegrini on Tuesday.
I'm only on the ground for a few hours here, but it is important for a few hours to communicate how important the relationship is between our two countries. We share a set of democratic understandings of the importance of freedom, and the Prime Minister talked about the important commercial relationships between our two countries as well.
Pompeo emphasized the importance of democracy and said it was important to compete against those who wanted to undermine democracy and freedom. 12 Catalan secessionist leaders arrived at Spain's Supreme Court on Tuesday to be charged for their role in a failed independence bid 16 months ago. The bid for autonomy split the country and triggered its biggest political crisis in decades. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
The defendants face charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds. If found guilty, the leaders could face up to 25 years in prison. Verdicts will take months, but the trial comes at a delicate time for Pedro Sanchez's minority government. It'll face a vote on the 2019 budget on Wednesday. The support of Catalan parties is needed to get the bill through Parliament, but they have so far vowed to block it, despite Sanchez's more conciliatory tone with the Catalan nationalists than his predecessors. That, in turn, could prompt a snap parliamentary election later this year.
That was Reuters' Megan Revel. Hundreds of police were deployed to secure the court as pro- and anti-separatist protesters faced off outside. Police in eastern Myanmar fired rubber bullets into a crowd of several thousand people protesting a statue of the father of leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The statue depicting General Aung San was unveiled earlier this month in the city of Lauka over the objections of members of the Karenni ethnic minority. Dozens of Karenni protesters have been arrested since plans to install the statue were first announced. Hundreds of demonstrators are gathering in different Sudanese cities protesting against autocratic President Omar al-Bashir. Tuesday's demonstrations were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association. The current wave of protests began December 19th, initially over surging prices and a failing economy, but quickly shifted to calls for an end to al-Bashir's three-decade rule. Ugandans will now be able to buy government securities through a mobile money platform. It's a move by the East African country to become less dependent on commercial banks and institutional investors for its funding. The government said in a statement Tuesday that the measure, which was approved at a cabinet meeting on Monday, would boost savings and investment among ordinary Ugandans, as well as driving economic growth. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.